Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I want to take you back 2 months ago on this radio station. Sean Morash said this into a microphone.
The Rangers will win the Stanley Cup this year.
Well, here we are on April 8th. Update, Sean.
They are dead and they will not be winning the Stanley Cup this year. In fact, they probably are not going to win a Stanley Cup in the next 5 years at this rate if they continue down this path as gutless cowards, Evan.
Gutless cowards? Is that because they got their ass kicked by the Lightning last night at Madison Square Garden in front of 17,000 angry, disgusted New Yorkers?
Forget getting their ass kicked versus the Lightning. They quit late.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Last night. And how insulting is that to everybody that's paid all of that money and all of the tickets and the blue shirt faithful Madison Square Garden that believed in this team until the bitter end this last week, when they have shown more than enough signs that this team was nothing like the team that made deep runs in two of the last 3 years. All the flags that, how many of us bought flags? No quit New York. When this team did the exact opposite, they quit on New York. They quit on each other. They quit on their coach. And probably worst of all, they quit on Sam Rosen, who doesn't even get a taste to call playoff games this year.
Here's what confuses me. All right. And you help. And I'm actually honored to be sitting next to you in this moment. I don't say that very often. But I am. By the way, Carlos Carrasco has given up 3 home runs in the last 35 seconds.
Yeah, great. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
So the Yankees are now trailing, I think it's 4-0 after a Dylan Dingler solo home run, as the Tigers are unleashing against Cookie Carrasco right now in the bottom of the 4th inning. The reason I'm honored to be sitting next to you is because you are a Ranger fan. And you're not just a Ranger fan. You're the Ranger fan.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch every game. You tweet about every game, as we all see. You're very, very passionate. So I am going to try to not be a troll right now, because I think we need to have an important discussion.
Yeah.
I think this is the last day we talk Ranger hockey for the rest of the year, because God knows they're not going to the postseason. Today is your Ranger funeral. And so I'm just curious, because 3 years ago, I saw a hockey team that was up 2-0 on the Tampa Bay Lightning and looked like they were going to go to the Stanley Cup final after a little bit of a respite. The Dan Quinn era. Was that his name, Dan Quinn? Or Don Quinn?
Dave Quinn?
The Quinn, whatever that guy's name
now
was.
Now you have me second guessing it. David Quinn.
And then they shockingly.
Who's Dan Quinn?
He's the head coach of the Washington
Commanders. Oh, that's right.
Quinn here, Quinn there. And they lost that series. And then the following year, they lost to the New Jersey Devils in stunning fashion. And we all remember last year. They lost to a better hockey team, but they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. So the Rangers, for 3 consecutive years, have been a very good regular season team that puts up 110 points, that makes the playoffs, and then gives you a tease. They teased you in 2022, up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. They teased you the following year, up 2-0 on New Jersey. And they teased you in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Florida Panthers a year ago. So say what you want about them. They were good.
They were
competent. They weren't this. So can you walk me through how the New York Rangers went from playoff stalwarts 3 years in a row, with us talking about them, with us being pumped about them, to this garbage that got booed off the ice last night at Madison Square Garden, that no-showed a Devil game 72 hours ago?
Yep.
How did they go from a real threat to winning a championship in this town to this garbage?
Well, let me start with this, because anybody who's still left waving the pom-poms for these gutless cowards is utter diss a bunch. Well, they've played a lot of playoff hockey, and those rounds add up. Maybe they're just tired. BS. Are the Florida Panthers tired? Are the Tampa Bay Lightning ever tired? Are the Carolina Hurricanes ever tired? They always play in the playoffs and deep into the postseason. It all starts and ends with Chris Aloysius Drury. He has no business being a general manager in this league. He has no business being a general manager of the New York freaking Rangers. He was a busted free agent signing here, and he rode the coattails of everything that Jeff Gordon and John Davidson built here and were starting to build here before their exodus a couple years ago. And the core of the team they put together, led by guys like Zibanejad and Kreider and eventually Panarin, are starting to get older, although I'm not going to put any blame on Artemi Panarin. And everything they have done since, or Chris Drury has done since, from Gallant to Laviolette, has been a mess, and they've gotten by on sheer talent. Last year, gotten by on power play that's been non-existent, and gotten by, frankly, because they've always had one of the best goalies in hockey that hasn't been as great this year in Igor Shesterkin. But how is it that you let a man last year who was the captain of your team go into a locker room and start this season on said team because you got scared off that he was going to refuse a trade because his wife had a residency about being a doctor in New York?
Jacob Trouba.
And they allowed the guys like Kreider and Mika to feel bad for Jacob Trouba. And that seeped into the room as they started 12-4 this year. And eventually that was still getting rotten with Trouba, and they ship him out. They then wanted to cast blame on one of the young draft picks of their team, Kaapo Kakko. Why is he not excelled? Why is he not excelled? Yet they trade him to Seattle, and all he's done is become one of the best players on the West Coast in hockey this year. I know nobody's paid attention to this. How is it that he got so much better off of this rotten organization? I don't have the answers for that. But giving the contract extension on Alexei Lafreniere, who has been invisible and a cataclysmic bust this year when he was supposed to take the next step into being a 40-goal scorer, this is all on the resume of Chris Drury. And if this guy is allowed to hire a third head coach after hiring two really well-established head coaches in the National Hockey League, Laviolette of which had won a cup, that should just not be allowed. Chris Drury has made a mess of this thing. He has pissed off the core of the team. And frankly, now let's flip it around to the core of the team. Whether it's Chris Kreider still crying in his Cheerios that the team fired trainer Jim Ramsey after 2023. Whether it's Meek and Kreider not liking being split up on their lines because they're so buddy-buddy. Whether it's any of that, those guys are all soft and mentally worn down too. So if I was the Rangers this offseason, I'd find a way with the no-trade clauses, get Mika the hell off this team. I thought Chris Kreider would be a lifelong Ranger. Get him the hell off this team and start anew. And don't put all your eggs in the basket of your young stars like Keandre Miller or Alexei Lafreniere because they're nothing like what you thought they were. And I'm very, very worried that this is now going to totally implode into a dark era that James Dolan won't have the balls to fire Chris Drury and kind of blow up the thinking and the mechanics of his team because they are gutless cowards from the GM to the coach to the freaking players.
I apologize. I don't mean to smirk. I think it's healthy for all of us because we live in a two-team town, in hockey's case, a three-team town, that it is okay. I do believe it is okay for the other side to enjoy when the other side freaks out and loses their mind.
You should, Evan. You know what? You Islander fans who have nothing to cheer about either, that's fine. You Devil fans who us Ranger fans couldn't wait to laugh at you when Jack Hughes went down for the year, you should all join in collective laughs.
Yeah.
Because we're the clowns. We're the ones with the red noses on our face and the face paint. We're the clowns. Because we treat the Rangers like they're the Yankees. We treat them like they're the Giants. They don't have a pimple on their ass compared to the history of those teams.
That's right.
And we treat this organization like they are something they are not. They are losers.
Wow.
Gutless losers. And we're going to chase the ghosts of collapsing versus Tampa Bay 3 years ago. We're going to chase the ghosts of that series and the dumb penalty by Erik Gustafsson for a long time. And now we're going to be in the cycle of a third head coach with some of these players on the core. And speaking of that head coach, Evan.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with George Costanza's work?
Of course.
George Costanza.
It's not a lie if you believe
it. True. And George Costanza, famous for, I'm going to try to get myself fired.
Mm.
I think Peter Laviolette let the world know last night he wants no part of coaching this Ranger team anymore. We have the audio when Peter Laviolette was asked after the game last night if he said anything to that locker room.
Yeah.
And by the way, what is left to be said? But here is Peter Laviolette's response.
Our chances are dwindling after a loss like that. What's the message like?
I don't have a message right now. I don't go into the locker room after the game.
You don't have a message, Evan?
That's bad.
Your job is to deliver the message.
Yeah.
Clearly the messages haven't been heard as the team loses and doesn't show up to New Jersey. Sucks last night, 3 goals, a minute 45 versus Tampa. Sucked in that whole run versus Edmonton, Calgary, and Toronto. Sucked for the better part of the season going into the Four Nations. All of that suck is on Peter Laviolette's resume. And he doesn't have the balls to go into that locker room and tell them they're gutless cowards?
Yeah.
This is a lost season that was full of expectations, a lost season that was lucky to get off to a good start, and a lost season that, frankly, has no answers from within because I don't know how you trust any of the young players they have to take a big next step. What you saw from the Rangers last year and in 2022 is probably the closest we are going to sniff to dog's urine on a fire hydrant. This team is gutless. This organization sucks. And I don't know how it gets better. And they all deserve to go.
That was well done. Well done, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to take a sip of whatever you're drinking. Take
exploded
a deep breath.
Exploded all over my shirt.
What exploded all over your shirt?
My Celsius.
Oh, okay. I think it's only fair that we go around the room now and rank that rant. Can I go first? You guys mind Tommy and Rosie if I go first on this one?
The floor is yours, Evan.
I thought he started slow. I was a little like, wow, does he even care that the Rangers are gutless cowards? But boy, oh boy, he stuck the finish. So I think he was able to overcome the slowish, I'm kind of in a dazed start. And I would give that on a scale from a zero to a full-fledged Beningo. I give that a 9.7 Beningo. I really do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
One would say he's like Greg the Hammer Valentine. He needs 15 minutes just to warm up,
Yeah. That was my notice. But I'm giving him a 9.7 Beningo out of it. How about you, Tommy?
I'm going to give that one a 9. And you're right, Evan. Until Sean's face turns, what was that color? Rosacea?
That's where know. He Did really... Did it turn a color? I don't know.
I don't know CPR, by the way. I would give it a 9.5. Before I hand it off to Paulie, though, I would be remiss. Hey, Sean?
Yeah.
You know what time it is?
17 past the Shesterkin? What do you want to do here?
4 past Igor.
Great. Yep. No, by the way, I deserve that. That's fine.
Yeah, listen, I want to remind the audience, we do want to welcome in the Ranger fan. This is a safe place. This is your final burial moment.
That is.
888-808-1019.
We're not running from the pucks today. Call me. Let's go.
We're not, because this is it.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.